You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Protesters gathered again last night at the University of Utah, but this time police didn't force anyone to leave.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the latest. Adam?
Amanda, the university commended the roughly 200 people that protested at President's Circle for doing so peacefully and saying they were, quote, expressed with dignity and conducted in a lawful manner. Now, one person was arrested in connection to the first night of protests for alleged trespassing, disorderly conduct, and failure to disperse. And that once that person was taken to jail, the protesters moved down there to advocate for his release.
Let him go! Let him go!
From the Mecca to U of U social media page, KSL.com reports most eventually left when they realized it'd be hours before that person would potentially be let out. There's no word on the group's social media if they'll be protesting again today. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
We're expecting to hear from at least three more witnesses when the trial of Chad Daybell resumes today.
The trial was off on Tuesday as Boise remembered a sheriff's deputy killed in the line of duty. But today, prosecutors are back. They've said they have two lay witnesses and an expert lined up to testify. Before taking the break, the jury heard from two relatives of Tammy Daybell, Chad Daybell's late first wife, who died in October of 2019. Her body was exhumed for an autopsy, and we learned the results of that during his second wife, Lori Vallow's trial last year, death by asphyxiation. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Four students from Roy High School were taken into custody after police say one of them flashed a handgun near campus. Officers were called after a person reported the teens making gang signs at passing cars. This is the fourth firearm recovered by police near Roy High School in less than 3 weeks. The Weber School District says none of the cases are related and none of them involve threats at the school.
KSL's top national stories this hour. House Democrats say they're willing to back Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson if Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene tries to kick him out of leadership.
Democrats came out and they said that they would save the Republican Speaker of the House. This is a striking move. Typically, you have Democrats support a Democratic Speaker of the House. You have Republicans support a Republican Speaker of the House. But all of a sudden, you had Democrats banding together with the majority of Republicans saying that they do not want to send the House into chaos again.
ABC's Rachel Scott says only a small handful of Republicans have said they want Johnson removed.
Former President Donald Trump is outlining his plans on immigration if he returns to the White House. ABC's Perry Russum has more.
Speaking to Time magazine, the former president outlined his plans to deport millions of migrants illegally in the U.S.
This is country changing, it's country threatening, and it's country wrecking. They have wrecked our country.
The former president saying people need to be deported and saying he'd use the National Guard and local law enforcement to carry out the deportation, saying if they weren't able to, then I'd use the military. When asked about a law prohibiting the use of military force on civilians, Trump replied, well, these aren't civilians. These are people that aren't legally in our country.
The former president also talked about abortion, saying the state should be making their own rules.
A heated debate broke out between Utah Congressman Blake Moore and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen over the impact of tax cuts. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with a back and forth. Peter?
Tim, I don't know if you remember this, but back in 2017, Congress sliced the tax rate that corporations pay by about a third. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that did help the economy.
But it was almost exclusively to the highest income earners within corporations, that virtually none of it went to the massive workers at these firms.
Congressman Blake Moore disputes that.
If you want to come to the Utah's first district, you can hear from companies in that district where their real wage income grew for their frontline employees.
Moore chairs the House Budget Committee, and he's pushing back against a proposal to raise taxes at corporations by a third. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, if you're on the freeways, I-15 and I-80, both directions to Salt Lake City, moving pretty well with the exception of one little stretch southbound 15 right after the Kaysville on-ramp as you head towards Farmington that's bogged down just a little bit now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The X4 Summit starts today in Salt Lake City, and the management conference is bringing some pretty big names to Utah. Here's KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama and Olympic gold medalist Lindsey Vonn will be among the keynote speakers at this year's summit. Provo-based company Qualtrics is hosting about 10,000 business leaders from around the world, teaching them about new methods and tools to manage their companies. This year's theme focuses on AI and how to make businesses more human.
The X4 Summit runs from Wednesday to Friday and at the Salt Palace Convention Center.
This morning, we're hearing from the family of a man killed in an industrial accident in Bluffdale. Sal Mahi died last Thursday after a concrete slab fell on him at work. His wife's uncle tells KSL-TV Mahi was a family man.
You would find Sal on the barbecue grill making food. You would find him cleaning. He was nothing but humble, and he always had a service mentality.
Mahi leaves behind his wife, Leilani, and six children.
The Division of Wildlife Resources says it has $5.5 million that will be used to protect endangered species here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live with the details. Michael.
Tim, this is a grant going towards the Division's Endangered Species Mitigation Fund. This money will be divvied up between 60 or so projects helping native endangered species and their habitat here in Utah. Now, some of the animals benefiting are the Colorado pike minnow, the razorback sucker, and the Virginia River chub, just to name a few. The Mitigation Fund has helped Utah species get off or stay off the endangered species list since 1997. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.